Welcome to Game Day, the weekly devotion for sports people by Christians in Sport.
Sport never fails to astound us. See, when we think we've seen it all, another record gets broken, another hat-trick is scored, another comeback that beats all comebacks is performed. Amidst the disappointments and setbacks, there continues to be breathtaking moments in your own performance too. You know the feeling of being in the right place at the right time. You remember the sound of the racket connecting beautifully to win game point. The days you finish the race and think you can run forever. The pass executed to perfection. The vision to pick out the midfield runner, the touch, the finish. The moment of unadulterated joy. Where does it all come from? In Colossians chapter 1, verse 17, Paul writes this: "He is before all things, and in him all things hold together." It's the Bible that says that Jesus is the one who continues to sustain every aspect of his created world. That's every pass, stroke, every goal, slam dunk, tackle, topspin lob, putt, half volley. You get the picture. That is performed by anybody at any given time is the property of the Lord Jesus. See, not only has he created the people of sport in his image, he sustains their ability. It's Jesus that holds it all together and continues to give. There's no better time than game day to recognize that all your talent and ability, everything you have, belongs to Jesus. So thank him today. The once Prime Minister of the Netherlands, Abraham Kuyper, wrote these words: "No single piece of our world is to be hermetically sealed off from the rest. There is not a square inch in the whole domain of our human existence over which Christ, who is sovereign over all, does not cry, 'Mine!'" See, remember, Paul is writing to Christians who are being tempted to look beyond Jesus for satisfaction and fulfillment. See, these false teachers, they're saying Jesus is okay, but he's not all you need. That's the whisper. Paul says, no, it's all about Jesus. Look at how magnificent he is. And whilst we're probably not being swayed by the same temptations, here the church, we're being tempted by the worship of angels or the celebration of new moon festivals, as we see in Colossians chapter 2. See, we're not tempted by those things, but we can easily forget the place and authority and sustaining work of Jesus over all things. Everything that he claims is mine. And you see, when we forget this, we're inevitably drawn to find our meaning and significance in other things. We often look for fulfillment and satisfaction in the idols found in sport, and those moments of wonder start defining who we are. Success, for an example, tastes good as we're fed with the comments of praise from others. But you see, there's a danger that we look beyond Jesus for satisfaction and crave after success to give us the fulfillment we need. See, Paul here is saying, no, remember how magnificent Jesus is, not you. Don't rely on feelings or crave for recognition. Recognize and rest in the sustainer, the one who, unlike the fleeting joy of success, is steadfast and sure, always. We see the sustaining work of Jesus in all of creation, and we see it in the world of sport. And yet, Paul points out that there's no better place to see the sustaining work of Jesus than in his people, the church. In verse 18, he says, he is the head of the body, the church. You see, a body always needs a head, a control center, to make it function and work properly. And Paul is careful to point out that the sustaining work of Jesus over his people is hugely significant. He remains the head, the sustainer, the glue that holds the lives of people together. See, the Christian life was never meant to be lived alone. The church is the collection of God's people designed to walk through life together. They experience the sustaining power of Jesus together. See, we need others to walk with. I wonder what this looks like for you. Are you walking with others? See, if not, we'd help. We'd love to help you find a local church if you're not part of one. Please do get in touch via our website. You see, the rest of the book of Colossians is given over to helping Christians see that now they have Christ living in them, that they are now to live out and hold out the wondrous truth of the gospel to people around them. So go and play, thankful for the continued sustaining work of Jesus in your life and grateful of your church and other Christians you walk alongside. Let's pray. Thank you, Father God, for the sustaining work of Jesus in my life. Thank you for the abilities you have given me to play my sport. Thank you for the other Christians that you have put in my life to walk alongside me. Please help me to be assured of your presence within me today as I seek to point others to you. Amen. Now take a few minutes to pray for your sports friends, for opportunities to speak to them about Jesus. And finally, pray for God to open a door for his message in your club or team amongst people you don't currently know.
Thanks for listening to Game Day. If you don't currently get Game Day in your inbox each week, you can sign up at christiansinsport.org.uk/gameday. Do check out the Christians in Sport podcast on all platforms for interviews, stories, and discussions about being a Christian in the world of sport. And do connect with us or get in touch on our website to find out more about how we work with and support sports people and help speak of Jesus into the world of sport. See you next week.